Well, there's been an amazing new discovery. Amazing half female, half male bird spotted by scientists on vacation. One half exhibits female colors, the other half is male colors. Apparently, the people who control the deception industrial complex we call mass media think that anything androgynous is amazing. And in fact, they have a new word for it now. It's called a bilateral gynandromorph. It refers to an organism that exhibits both male and female physical characteristics. In this case, the bird had an amazing split appearance, with one side clearly exhibiting female features and the other side displaying male feathers. This phenomenon is notably rare in birds, but it is very common with celebrities. Now, what's interesting about this word, if you look closely, you will notice, basically means androgyne, but they reversed it. It's gyne andro. Remember, andro means male, and gyne means female. So this is a gyne andro instead of an androgyne. Here's one. Apparently, Tom Cruise has a new quote-unquote girlfriend, and we see the person is exhibiting symbolism that refers to half male, half female, because it is amazing.
Astonishing.
During the initiation, the candidate must bare one of his breasts.
Astonishing.
Half male, half female. You'll see it on the exposed shoulders, which represents the exposed breast, and quite often they'll expose the leg. Anything to get that half and half imagery, which is symbolic for androgyny, or as we call it now, gynandromorph. Now, Tom Cruise is also a gynandromorph, coming in at under 5'4", average height of a woman. Now look, another gynandromorph, half and half symbolism, lots of makeup, recently named Person of the Year, or as they used to call it, Man of the Year, but it may be the gynandromorph of the year. 5'11". So if you see these people in real life, it's quite obvious that they're not real women because they're taller than real women and larger. It's almost 6 feet. It may even be 6 feet, but they just can't say that because it sounds too tall. All right, it's basically a 6 foot tall gynandromorph, a mythical creature who has manifest into the material world. Remember what I said about the open mouth and what that signifies and the pointing. Taylor Swift as a young lad, towering above Kanye West, gynandromorph symbolism. Here's when Taylor Swift is a young cowboy, Adam's apple. Very rare to see on a biological female, especially a teenager. See, if you tell the truth in a world full of lies, you will be ostracized. But maybe that's, you know, it's just as well, right? Why would you want to fit into a world full of lies? And if people want to idolize the mythical gynandromorph, is more likely that someone with a Adam's apple and who is 5'11" is going to be male rather than female. Now, the appearance is female, but that's due to the makeup and the hair and the estrogen injections. It's called a transvestite. These days they call them transgender. Some places they call them ladyboys or even hijra. It's a phenomenon that's been going on thousands of years because the human heart is sick. It gives them a whole entirely new creation. They are a different species. They are not human. It's a demonically possessed gynandromorph who the world has exalted above any other name. Person of the Year. I thought they used to have Man of the Year and Woman of the Year. I guess that now they only have Person of the Year.
I don't classify a lot of people as men or women. I just classify them as persons.
They are neither male nor female. Right? Their whole goal is to eliminate gender.
I think it's very possible that we all become genderless. Yes, I do think that's possible.
Here's some more gynandromorph symbolism. Open mouth. See, here we have it on the legs. The one leg exposed, half and half imagery, just like the androgynous goddesses of India. Ah, there it is again. Half and half. It's a gynandromorph playing the guitar, spreading the legs apart a bit, but that doesn't mean this person has wide hips. The belt, corset, and the Adam's apple. Very masculine upper chest area. Serpents and even sperm. Now, if they're able to somehow genetically modify or bioengineer a new strain of human. All they have to do is keep reproducing from that prototype. And I suspect that's what's going on. They have created a new species of humanity. And even this one here has the gynandromorph symbolism, the one shoulder exposed and the one leg exposed, half and half. This is it right here. This person is a hybrid, not only both male and female, but also human and alien. Or if you prefer the word demon, they are synonymous. Fallen angel, beings from another world, fusing together with human beings to live here on Earth, inhabiting an androgynous body, worshipped by the masses, worshipped as gods. This person is literally worshipped as a god.
And movie stars are like gods and goddesses. When one fades, another promptly takes its place, because the human race requires that the pantheon always be filled.
So if you're a spiritual being coming to Earth, wouldn't you want to be worshipped as a god? Because you know you're better than us, right? From a different realm. They're immortal. They were here first. And they're making history. And that's why they don't like us. They want to live in our world. So here they are, living in our world. Half female, half male. So that's the world we live in. Difficult thing is most of your friends are deceived. Family members, they're all deceived.